This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments in a case that could have come from the pages of a John le Carré novel about spies left out in the cold. At issue is whether people who spy for the U.S. in exchange for promises of financial or other support can go to court if the CIA reneges. The CIA maintains that if there ever was a deal, it is in itself so secret that the CIA is immune from any kind of judicial scrutiny. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Everything about this case is secret, but the basics of the story told by John and Jane Doe have not been disputed by the U.S. government. Back in the bad old days of the Cold War, John Doe, a pseudonym, was a high-ranking diplomat for an unnamed Soviet bloc country who, with his wife, tried to defect. The CIA intervened, taking them to a safe house where they were held for 12 hours and coerced into spying for the U.S. They were promised that ultimately they would be relocated to the U.S. and provided financial and personal security for life. After completing their assignments, the Does were brought to the U.S. where they became U.S. citizens. They were provided new identities and false backgrounds and given a $20,000 a year stipend. But they wanted to work, and with the aid of the CIA, John Doe got a job in a bank and agreed that he no longer needed the stipend, which at its highest reached $27,000. After years of employment, though, the bank merged. Doe lost his job and was unable to find another. With his unemployment benefits running out, he contacted the agency to trigger the safety net arrangement he thought he had. In a 1997 letter, however, the agency told Doe it could not provide funds because of, quote, budget constraints. In failing health and constricted by the false background created by the agency, Doe and his wife were unable to find anything other than temp work. Desperate, the couple sought legal help. Although their lawyers had security clearance, the agency refused to provide rules, regulations, or a chance to present the Doe's case in person at an internal CIA appeal. Finally, the couple were offered a year's payment in exchange for releasing all their claims. The Does then filed suit, claiming that they'd been denied their constitutional right to due process of law and seeking a court order that the CIA provide a fair internal process to resolve their claim. The CIA sought immediate dismissal of the case, citing a Civil War Supreme Court decision which held that contractual agreements with spies cannot be enforced by the courts. The agency, however, did concede the existence of regulations that required it to provide continued assistance to resettlers for life, depending on age, health, or financial need. The lower courts thus refused to throw the case out, saying that the issue is not enforcement of an espionage contract, but enforcement of constitutional rights within the context of a CIA internal review procedure. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said that, at least at first blush, the job of the courts is to ensure that an injustice is not done to someone who has undertaken great risks to help the United States. Even the dissenters said that if what the Does allege is true, a serious injustice has been done both to the Does and to the long-term security interests of the United States. The dissenters went on to say, however, that the courts cannot right such a wrong. Today, the government will take the same position in the Supreme Court, contending that mere disclosure of an espionage agreement is a fact so secret that its disclosure would threaten national security. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.